So I bought a $20,000 Australian bike. This is an SLAS Works, the bling. All right, $14,000 USD, cost me $20,000, and I lost my job the next day. Let's start with a story time here. You sort of see people go, "Holly, you've lost a lot of weight recently. What's going on?" I haven't used any Tren or tests since about in April-ish May. So when you get off anabolics, your weight drops. When you start taking anabolics, your weight goes up. That's the deal there, all right? So if you want to lose weight, don't take anabolic medications, okay? Be like, "I want to do a TRT to cut weight." It's like, your weight's going to go up. You jump on that stuff, your weight's going to go up. Great book to read. Check this one out. Earth Force by Captain Paul Watson. She's Shepherd Man, the boss. Great book. Anyway, so I lost my job. So I bought a $20,000 bike just for a YouTube video review. And then, boom, next day I lost my job. What job was that? Well, that was working with StockX closed doors, shut operations in Australia. So all our StockX sellers, the dunk flippers, boom, we were ousted, basically. It was insane, man. Like, Structures, Hirachis, the Hyper Grapes, Purple Punch, these Ivy Park clodhopper things. These were selling up to $400. I was getting them for $41, $45 Aussie dollar. It's insane, man. Billy Eilish, Air Force Ones. This is just stuff that's on the floor here. Just crazy. And so StockX is closed down. I'd be going to the outlets. A few of you saw me in Adelaide riding a bike just full of, you know, up to 50 pairs of shoes at a time. I'd be going to the outlets, Adidas, Nike, print out the paperwork at Officeworks. Didn't even have a printer, and I still don't. And then I would just go to the FedEx depot, chuck 12 pairs of shoes in a bicycle box, ship that over to StockX here in Melbourne. It cost me $8 for 12 shoes, and I make about $500 for a 12 box or whatever. Yeah, sometimes even more, sometimes a little bit less. It was just insane. And I was like, why aren't more people doing this, you know? And then, boom, that window shut down. Boom. And so now StockX still exists, obviously, and it's just, you know, but in Australia, it's shut down. So now if I want to send a pair of shoes away, you know, you got to cost you $15. You got to ship to Arizona, and you got to do its custom stuff and individual. It's just, yeah, the faff in it, and that's okay. But it's, you know, it's not for me. So I lost that job, and it was just, you know, now it's just taking up too much time, and I don't need the money. But it was fun while it lasted, and I couldn't stop. It's almost like the universe saying, "Harley, you're not here. You know, sell your shoes and have a bit of fun here, but that's not your main reason you're here, man. You know." And I was, I was just moving so much shoes every week. It was just getting out of hand. I was going to the outlets every single day, sometimes a couple of times a day. And it was just, you know, I was on a first name basis with all the FedEx staff and stuff. And it was hilarious, man. I stopped, finished, all right? And it's like, part of me is like, oh, yeah. You know, I needed that push away from making so much money like that. And it's just chewing up so much time. And I enjoyed every single minute, but it's not my calling. And so that's why I recommend people out there, is you find your calling, do what you love to do. And for me, I mean, I love selling shoes, but it's not what I'm really gifted at, you know. Anyone can flip shoes. Anyone can buy these $36 Australian and flip them for $100, $150. Anyone can do that. Dunks, $58 Australian these cost me. They sell for $100 to $200 Australian. Right? Anyone can do that. The Structures, $70.20 some of these were. Up to $200 resale. You know, like, it's just Aussie dollar. It's just insane. These Billy Eilish. You know, these things, one of the best shoes to flip if you can find them. You know, if you know, you know. It's, you know, I'm giving away secrets. I don't want to give away too many secrets. That's for the coaching group, drinkrod.com. That's what I'm good at, coaching. I've had any stim stay, by the way. I'm just prattling around because I'm just feeling amazing. Ginger. I've been eating a lot of ginger lately. Ginger's pretty awesome. So if you want to make insane money, join my coaching group. All right, it's easy money. All right, it's easy money. The hard part is like deciding you want to do it. Right? That's deciding. I want to get out of bed today. I don't want to make $1,000. I want to get out of bed today. I make $100. You know, it's deciding if you want that. It's just putting your hand out there, basically, in the stream. The footwear industry is billions of dollars. Is it trillions? I don't know. Everyone's running shoes, man. Even my friend in wheelchair. You know, I sold a pair of Jordans. Like, it's just shoe biz, man. The shoe biz. And, you know, it's crazy, man. It's just the options out there now. Like I started flipping shoes in 1994, right, in high school. You know, my mum would give me one pair of Nikes a year, and I was like grateful for that. So this is a big tip for parents out there. Make your kids exist in poverty, Australian poverty, or Russian poverty, or German poverty, or Thai poverty. Make them exist in poverty. Otherwise, they will not appreciate material stuff. I appreciate these Huaraches, all right? I've got more money than I want to do. I'm set for money for life, all right? I'm totally free. But even these shoes, mate, you know, I cherish them. I respect them. I value them. This is material stuff, but, you know, it's a good, they even smell like they did back in the 90s, man. You know, it's just that excitement. But if I came from wealthy parents who just blew me everything, just blew cash on me, I wouldn't appreciate this as an adult, in my opinion, all right? Now, I live in very affluent areas, and the people, my neighbours and stuff, they don't get excited over this stuff. I do, because of my upbringing, you know. So, parents out there, raise your kids in poverty. If your kids don't appreciate 50 cents, in my opinion, you've raised them wrong. Right? You've made it harder on yourself, right? Because, that's easy for you to say, Harley, you're not a parent. Well, I'm a parent to many people online, all right? And I had a vasectomy, so I understood what it takes to be a full-time parent, and I was like, I ain't signed up for that. Vasectomy, boom. That's why, guys, you always, never, ever let the woman make the rules, all right, for your lifestyle, okay? If she says don't drink drive, then, yeah, obviously that's a good idea. But in terms of your lifestyle and the logical stuff, because women are run by their emotions and feelings. I want to have a baby. I feel like having a baby. And then what happens? You know, anyway, that's another video. So I'm financially free because I didn't listen to the mainstream system. I didn't listen to guys like Andrew Tate, where he says, have kids and get super bling, all right? The reason why the system or the whoever you believe in power, they push guys like Andrew Tate. They feed him to all the young guys out there. You know, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, hype him up, drama. He's all over the scene. He's everywhere. The dude's crushing it. Fantastic speaker. But they feed you that shit. They feed you guys like him to keep these young guys trapped, you know, in the system that makes the money for the people who run the system. And so that's why they push guys like Andrew Tate out there. They're not trying to cancel him. If they were trying to cancel him, they wouldn't talk about him. Remember Epstein? They canceled him. And Epstein's chick, they canceled. Like, what happened? Where's the black? You know, they canceled that, all right? Canceled. But Tate's fucking everywhere, all right? He's everywhere, man. Everywhere. So they want... They? Who's they? The same people who say, stay away from sugar. Look at Tate. Tate saying, don't do sugar. All right? They choose these people, man. It's marketing. It's not a conspiracy. You know, it's just marketing. It's economics. Okay. Anyway, so I lost my job. You know, I was making up to $3,000 profit a week. And it was scaling up. But I'm happy about it. I'm happy about it because it's a reminder that that's not my life path, all right? Making $4,000, $10,000 a week selling shoes, pretty easy to do once you know what you're doing, all right? Pretty easy to do once you know what you're doing. Takes time, but it's not for me, all right? I mean, so it is for me, but it's not my calling, okay? And I don't need the money. So if you didn't the money, then let's do shoot biz. But yeah, that's just the crazy thing. So, you know, anyway, what test you want me to do with this bike, this SL8 here? You know, it's definitely a slow bike. I've got some stiffer wheels for it. I've got some Trifox carbon wheels put on there. Interesting times, man. I can't... What's Dunks, man. Dunks. Most uncomfortable shoe ever. Sells... This is the most valuable shoe Nike have ever made. The Dunk. All right? If you know, you know. The Dunk. This is the Bruce Lee... was it reverse golden rods or something? Insane, man. And they just feel so bad on foot. I mean, you got your Air Force One. It's got a full-length air in there. It actually feels pretty good. I'm surprised how good these tech are, you know, for the Air Force One. The women's only has air in the heel, but the men's, if you can fit them, boom, girls, get the men's one, and it has a full-length air in there. And they come in a variety of materials, etc. People are like, oh, you're supporting Nike. You're buying, you know, some of these shoes have leather on. I don't know. They just could be synthetic. I'm not sure. But it's like the shoes are on the shelf. I'm basically grabbing the shoe, boom, over there. Money, divert it into vegan goods, all right? I walk into a vegan cafe, you know, and spend whatever they charge these days in places, you know. I can afford that because I'm diverting funds, all right? It's diversion of funds. You know, every dollar you spend is a vote for what you believe in. So when you're making big coin or more coin and you're spreading that around, you're pushing it into certain industries. And if you think how much I've pushed the vegan movement on social media, you know, how many vegan YouTubers are out there today? Not because of me, you know, not many. And same with the cycling. Look how I've grown. You'd be hard pressed to find a successful cycling YouTuber out there who wasn't inspired or directly coached by me. Same with the vegan scene, okay? Just saying. So maybe that's why I tried someone, you know, a few years ago, there's a bit of a cancellation attempt. Some interesting people came into the movement from nowhere and tried to do a big cancellation of Duranaud and Banana Girl and Freely. So who knows if that was a conspiracy or if it was just bad luck or whatever, or universal lessons. I don't know. But interesting times. But yeah, the system, bit off tangent here, but the system puts out the teachers they want. The rappers, guys like Travis Scott, Andrew Tate, and Cardi B, the Kardashians, they put these people out there, the influencers, Joe Rogan, you know, Mr. Liposuction, that they put these people out there, all right? And then they cancel people like Lance Armstrong. Well, Lance Armstrong was put out there for a while, but then he was really influencing people riding bikes instead of driving cars, you know, people riding to work, and they canceled Lance. Why did they go after Lance Armstrong? Well, have all the druggy athletes out there, Michael Jordan druggy, Phelps druggy, Lance Armstrong druggy, you know, Serena Williams, aka Mike Tyson. You know, like, why all these people using performance-enhancing drugs? If you know, you know. And if you're naive, then, you know, you're naive. But why did they go after Lance? Yeah, why? The witch hunt. He's retired. They went after him. When the fuck has that ever happened in sports history? A retired superstar, they go after him. You know what I mean? The US government, even. You know, what, like, you know? Because they had to crush cycling down. And now when you see cycling, Tour de France, oh, you must be a doper. Okay, camera cut out. We're talking about, you know, the influencers, you know, Kardashians, Jamie Oliver, you know, Andrew Huberman. You know, all these people pushing eating disorders and drug usage, stimulant usage. Even Andrew Huberman, they talk so well and eloquently in all these fancy words. And Andrew Huberman suffering raging eating disorder. Dark circles under his eyes, looks tired. And he's a great speaker, but he just waffles on. Very verbose and verbiose. And says that I love eating mangoes. But I'll let myself have one or two only after a really brutal workout. I'll eat up to 15 mangoes for breakfast if I can find good ones. I've done like 40 mangoes a day, 50 mangoes a day. Do I look obese? You know? It's crazy. But you exercise, Harley. I don't exercise. I get shit done. I make money. I make impact. All right? You don't see me out there just exercising on an exercise bike to burn some calories. I got shit to do, man. All right. And I recommend you get shit done in your life. You never have to worry. You do my protocols. I was about to say you won't have to worry about your weight. You will, if you do my protocols, you will have to worry about your weight getting too lean. All right. I don't even do my protocols. I'd be 58, 57 kilos probably at 6 foot tall if I did my protocols. Okay. I do most of my protocols. All right. But not all of them. Especially not the weight loss ones. I do the health ones, but I don't really do the weight loss ones very consistently because I just get so fucking lean. And running a 220 marathon or 215 marathon, how's that going to benefit my life, really? You know, there's plenty of vegan runners who go faster than that, you know. So that I don't need to be deproving those goals. Not to mention the hard work doing that sort of level of training if I could be asked doing that. But anyway, but there's no doubt I could run some pretty fucking crazy times with my knowledge of hemoglobin and my lifestyle and freedom and finances and stuff like that, you know, and access to really, really good, fast running groups and stuff like that. There's no doubt I could go some crazy times. But then again, could my body handle that workload with my biomechanics? Who knows? Probably not. But anyway, it's just life is very, very short, people. All right, life's so short, and you can live so. Today, I've got about $200 or $150, $200 worth of free bread from a bin, a dumpster, Oh, you went in the bin. Yeah. That's why you're fucking broke and I'm not. That's why you have to go to work tomorrow and I don't. Because you follow the rules, the social narratives bullshit. In the bin, what was there? Fucking loaves of bread. Fucking loaves of it. And so I fed about 1,000 pigeons this morning, all right, in Adelaide City. Just feeding birds. Enjoy it. And, but, you know, like, you can live so cheap. Oh, but bread's got carbohydrates. Carbs make you fat. You're better off eating KFC. KFC makes you lean, doesn't it? Healthy fats. That they just push, they push it out there. They feed people with it then. It's like, it's just, whatever's going to make the most money gets fed out there. People say we live in a democracy or a republic or whatever, communism. No. We live in a plutocracy. Everyone is in a plutocracy, the rule of money. And the golden rule is those with the gold make the rules. Right? Same with the bike industry. Specialized. They bring road disc and they cancel. They don't give the racer the option. For the first year, they're like, we'll pay you with Sagan. They gave Sagan reportedly over €1 million to ride, was it 2019 Tour de France? Or what was it, 2018 Tour de France? Just on disc brakes, that Avenge. You know? And so Sagan, and he's super, when he's that superstar influencer clout, boom, there was, oh, disc brakes. Disc brakes supposed to be good because Sagan's in it. They had to pay him, though, to ride disc brakes. He fucking hates disc brakes on a road bike. They had to pay him, right? He was like, yeah, I get to ride a heavier bike with more flex and slow wheel changes. Thanks for that. They said, we'll give you this bonus. He's like, okay, let's go. And that's what they do. It's a professional athlete. You got to do what your sponsors say, pretty much. So anyway, then they cancel it. Right? They don't give the consumer the option. They're like, no, this is what we do. You ride now. You want to buy a new bike? This is what you ride now. Right? Specialized cancelled all their bikes, didn't they? The rim brake option. And then the other brands, Trek, Canada, everyone starts to follow suit. But there's still killer bikes out there. There's an S-Works just over there. Rim brake. $900. $900. New. So you can still get killer bikes. Oh, well, if I want a new bike, I've got to get disc brakes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's like, do you? All right. So the industries just do that. They control it, man. They control it. And anyone who speaks against it quickly is seen as a bit of a nut job, you know? Cancel you. Like, even recently with that, the whole experimental medication that the governments were, you know, mandating and coercing people to do. I didn't get it done. I was part of the control group. I'm not anti-jab. I'm pro-medical choice. And I said, I'm going to be part of the control group. I don't take anything like that. Still here kicking. All right. You know, anyway, that's a different topic when I get to that. Cause you know, again, they canceled that, didn't they? They canceled people spoke about that. Well, see ya. Bye-bye. Okay, so there is cancellation going on out there because it affects economies. It affects the people who are making the big coin, all right? The big bike brands, you know, they pay the, they just put it out there. The bots, the AI shit that's going on now in the comment section, AI is going on. It's crazy, man. It's fucking crazy. Literally, like, if people want to know something now, they type into AI, and there's pros to that. There's definitely some pros to that. But the cons are they just feed you what they want you to believe is true. And now you get information from a fucking robot, right? A fucking robot spits it out to you and you go, well, sugar is bad because a fucking robot told me. It's not even fat Jamie Oliver telling you or cracked out Russell Brand high on fucking shit telling you or Joe Rogan high on test and high, you know, telling you. Even Joe Rogan calling people soy boys. Literally the testosterone that Joe Rogan injects, all right, is derived from soy. So if you want to know what a soy boy is, technically it's Joe Rogan because his hormones come from soy, all right? My hormones today come from me. And if you're taking soy hormones like Joe Rogan or you have your endogenous hormones like me currently, that's either way is fine, I'm just saying, okay? Joe Rogan's a soy boy, all right? All those UFC heavyweight dudes, all of them pin and test, derived from soybeans, okay? All those fake natties on YouTube. It's just, I don't know, how do we even get on this topic? This is just the rant day. It's crazy, man. I just look around, I see people getting trapped, man. And these young men out there, and women, just throwing money, you know, Kylie Kardashian lip kits and shit, fucking thinking that, you know, getting your face full of fillers is going to make valuable guys want to keep you around longer than a pump and dump. It's not, girls. What guys that you value, what they really want is a woman who can bring peace to their life. Successful men, pretty much all men, but especially the men that you want, women, what we want in our woman, we men, both, is peace. We don't want to come home from the battling the world and have you battling us. We don't want combative women, all right? Maybe on Facebook memes, but otherwise, no. So it doesn't matter how good you look or whatever injections and shit you've had in your face, that gets totally overlooked, all right? And what gets looked at is how much of a nubile is she, feminine, and how much, most importantly, how much peace does she bring to my castle, my kingdom, my presence, my reality? That's what mainly matters. But they don't teach that, do they? They teach resting bitch face. And so you have all these young women out there on the dating apps thinking that, well, I banged a hot dude, a high value guy. That's what I can keep. No. That's what you can bang. And so can any 3 out of 10 chick. And that's not me being nasty or whatever. That's just the social rules out there. I don't make the rules. I'm just messaging you here. And so then the girls say, well, I banged an AFL player or an NBA player. Or, I can do this and that now. You know, you can bang them, but you won't be able to keep them. All right. And so these women don't get taught on their personality importance. They just get taught your aesthetic, all right? And aesthetic obviously is important in life, but aesthetic isn't enough to keep you around, because look how many good-looking girls and good-looking guys are out there who can't get what they really want because their personality, they let that lacking. They've left that become lacking and put all their effort and energy into aesthetics. Aesthetic's important, don't get me wrong, but personality is number one. If you don't have control of your emotions, well, that's going to be fucking tough, man. And someone's going to make money off your emotions, okay? And you're not going to live the life you really want to live. Simple as that. So, that's just how it is. We all have challenges in life. We all have challenges. It's not a pissing contest of like, well, this happened to me, it's worse than what you happened to you. Because that's just a waste of time comparing stuff. But we all have challenges. It's whether or not you're going to abuse yourself continually because someone abused you back in the day, but you're going to rehash that every day, every moment, or forget flashback. Oh my God, that happened to me. I'm going to triggered, got PTSD. I'm going to trick. You're going to keep replaying that? Now you're the abuser. Now you're the biggest abuser of yourself because you keep replaying that stuff back. And you get all this cortisol up and all those feelings. You bring them back. The person's maybe dead or remorseful or in prison or they're gone physically from your life. But you still keep bringing back the trauma by replaying it. Well, I can't control my thought. Yes, you fucking can. All right? Yes, you can. If I drop $1 million briefcase on you and say, here's money, have it. Your emotions and thoughts will quickly change to something better, won't they? Okay? And if I take all that money away from you, so it's just pranking you. Just pranking you. You'll be like, ah, you'll get all angry and pissed. And I go, actually, here's $2 million. I was lying. It wasn't $1 million. It's $2 million you get. See you later. You're like, oh, my God. Yeah. You do control your thoughts and emotions. All right? And if you don't, then someone else will, and you're screwed. Simple as that. If you don't control your thoughts and emotions every moment of every day, if you don't steer your life like a steering wheel, steer your thoughts and emotions, then you will have a very, very hard life, harder than it has to be in the bad way. Hard life is good if it's making you a better person, but a hard life when you're living from spite, living in fear, living in resentment, living in jealousy, living in anger, blah, blah, blah. Fuck that. Doesn't matter how much, you know, it doesn't matter what material shit you got in your life or whatever, you're failing, all right? So, and you see that with people, you see that in this Hollywood, you know, people just kicking ass in terms of material stuff and status and clout and recognition, but absolutely miserable, like guys like Robin Williams, etc. Just, you know, finishing themselves, like total failures in life because they refused to control their thoughts and emotions. I'm not going to be responsible. I'm just going to let the wind decide how I'm going to feel today. I'm going to let other people decide how I'm going to feel today. Other people's opinions. And we all care to a degree. But you've got to care like 90% of your control versus 10%, you know,